Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
going off to give you a podcast while driving. I'm going to give a little report on the building of this Internet of Things simulation device. So it's a little set of document holders, clear, you can see through it, and you open it up and it's got heaps of sensors in it. And today I just did a basic thing of putting in some 3D printed parts, and these are just insanely accurate. So you can buy your own 3D printer, but it produces something reasonable, but nothing with the sort of sub-millimeter, you know, precision. It's sort of like a dream produced. So you go on and it's completely, absolutely accurate holes, re-entrant surfaces, and so I just got these are little holders for the servos. Three little servos, holds the servos onto the plastic, glued them on, press fitted the servos in. I had to sand the servos just ever so much, there's like a whisk of sand. Of course, in the extreme wind, my reserve of you're looking where you're going, miss. The little reserve of sandpaper I had, it's blown to kingdom come, and I suppose horrible. You're always eking out the last bits of your existence here. I'm just going to drop in on a mate there's a system now. Oh, that's it's quite impressive. There's a system of people who are in the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute, and I'm just going to drop in on this chap. Unfortunately, he's had a foot operation, but he's on the receiving station, and I'll see if he's received this bucket of goods I've got going from China. I'll start to talk to you a bit more about it later on as I continue driving along. The goods haven't arrived, so let's have to continue on. It's a hugely windy section here, so every August, unreliably, there's these incredible winds which blow through the Blue Mountains. They blow through all of New South Wales, but particularly the Blue Mountains. It's just withering. And of course, that means if they leave stuff out for me, it can blow away. I've lost some sandpaper blown away, and deck we're on, one of the nails have come up, and I have to go off to the local hardware store and see if they've got such a thing as a long nail. I don't know whether I'll go in, make sure myself. One of the things with obviously the stroke thing is that you just can't let your guard down in driving. You have to just check, double check, and it's occasionally the thing where you check, and it's, you know, if this couple of checks didn't work, you just, it's that wake up call, which you're supposed to be doing all the time when you you've got everything you're rather cautious to. So we've got the ferocious wind out there. So with the ferocious wind outside, that's where I assemble the circuits. I all I did today is wiring the servos. So I have little servos which go above the load sensors, and they operate to lift the weight up off the sensors. And I've just done this. I have this method of basically getting one component up at a time, checking it and mothering it up, and checking I haven't destroyed all the other things. And of course, this time I plugged it in, I had it looked as though I destroyed all the things, but what had happened is that the plug that I put in, it was the one over. just coming in, one step over. So all the buttons, all the inputs were increased by one. I'll be back with you in a sec. Okay, I'm out of that one. Just dropped it to our local hardware store, which is rather cute. It's a local neighbourhood one. There's big ones from China. And of course, with the stormy weather, it's not like it's sunny. I'll tell you what, it's outside, it's 12 degrees, but with a wind chill factor, it's we're probably getting to 5 or 6 degrees. So it's really brisk. And of course, with the heavy wind, everyone's away. And so I had brilliant service there. They just sat with me, walked with me, and went there and just helped me through. And I just was in the mood because you really get. I find I get really tired working, podcasting during the day or correcting stuff during the day. And we found a longer screw. So I'll take one screw out and put this longer screw in there. And it's absolutely fantastic. Look, it obviously cannot. You cannot employ two people to sell one batch of screws once every hour, an hour, obviously. So this is, you enjoy these things, but they're not going to last, unfortunately. This is like with all the quaint, beautiful things up in the mountains where there are fruit boxes coming around, fruit trucks going around, and fish trucks. They obviously just aren't economic overall. They're sort of like relics from the past. And now I'm going up to the library and stuff like that. So the actual unit is slowly coming together. And as I'm waiting for parts out of China, I'm writing up the research paper. And as I'm writing up the research paper, I'm going through and sort of, I suppose, discovering things. What are the various things? Discovered. Two things. One is thermistor detectors, resistors. Or temperature sensors, which have the actual chip on the thermistor and then just puts out a digital signal. That's one thing. And then these sensor tags, which are essentially the box that I'm building, but done properly by Texas Instruments. And you go, right, well, I see what I'm doing. I'm doing something slightly different. Of course, you're always doing something slightly different. And of course, my thing is, well, obviously, I can't put this forward as something. I never was going to put it forward as something new to put in a factory, but it's for something big enough for a school to get your little paws involved. And as I go on producing it, I see. Well, firstly, I'm this sort of weird thing where you just have no. Your mythical sort of dummy in your head, this, you can imagine a talking dummy, a ventriloquist dummy, says, no, you can't do it, no, you're not. So I have no students to demonstrate it on, so you assume that nothing's there. So you go and prepare these basic lessons for it. Just check this, are you okay, maybe? I'm just very nervous about someone on a bike near the edge of a rope. And so you go through and produce it. So it's actually quite a good system of, just being able to work on and on and again. And then it all comes out that, one of the things that you can't... What happens is that often I'm asked to... have been asked to explain something, how something actually does work. And I do to explain it to the students. And there's this almost uproar. I'm like, what? There's the complete disbelief. There's not a thermometer where there's a computer. The actual thermometer is a computer. That's outrageous. Or, there's no such thing as quantum wave functions or something like that. And so essentially, And then essentially you wind up in, you know, driving in godforsaken, correcting, you know, hundreds of scripts, thousands, literally thousands of scripts where script after script a student has been taught the incorrect thing. And if they don't understand it for quite legitimate reasons, they lose marks. But if they can reproduce what they've told, even though it's complete rubbish, they get a mark. So that's where it comes to, and how to actually get that as a final paper. But it is necessary, because essentially one of the reasons that teachers aren't teaching is that because they just don't know what's going on. So that's a major problem. And how do you say that? Well, there may be, the way he would say it is, there's maybe multiple reasons why it is. One could be this, but if we eliminate that, we can then go on to the other things, the other points that they say might be the reason that they're not doing. I don't know how you actually say that. Okay, hello again. Been to the library. Again, windy day. No one in the library. Two librarians to help me, but I found my book. And, of course, I've lost, and people listen to podcasts, I've actually lost the Tet Offensive and Wondrous Tasmanian Devil, a rare endangered species, or whatever it is. Very interesting books, podcasts, but, you know, I have got no idea where they are in the house, and extending them to the library. And, of course, asked whether there's two different library systems. There's the Blue Mountains one, and you cross the river and you go down to a different library system. And, of course, it's had I given the books up here? No. And so, pointless worrying about it. It's enough to drive people frustrated. You know, it's hard to say. Frustration is just one thing which is not going to be a healthy thing to actually get about it. Okay, so we're developing this, and this bizarre is sort of like a bizarre thing for me, in terms of that here I'm struggling with all these things, and these people who aren't struggling, right, have got everything laid out for them. I mean, they can just read a book, just read something, bluff at the data. There's just no struggle about it whatsoever. They can just—it's easy for them. And what do? We give them completely ridiculous things. I think there's a sort of almost a deal of irony for it. It's just the people with no problems whatsoever can just trip through whatever it is. You know, read, you know, sort of look at something. And I used to be able to do that. This is just look at a piece of information and then sit an exam on it. Everyone's, hey, but it's complete fictitious garbage. Like it's sort of nightmare garbage. Now, let's look around here. What have we got here in terms of, I've got to find a human car park here to get my, what are you doing, mate? Are you okay? So I'll just getting in here, and I'll stop here now because I'm now going to pick up a fruit box. So you can see how lovely Australia is. It's still not like your big shopping mall in the US. There's all these little, you know, people to stop in, libraries and things, always a few minutes away from each other. Okay, I'm off to the next adventure. Okay, back again. I don't know what, you're probably keeping better record than me, but I'm just picking up fruit box milk and eggs, and I've also bought some visiting chocolate. This is, so if I go and visit some, I didn't collect someone there in the non-good sense, collecting someone in the front of your car windscreen, but we're going to pick up the fruit box, which is just fantastic. And the surprise of the extra pool chlorine I bought, going in. Believe it or not. And I sort of had left a bit in the boot. I forgot totally about it. So all these signs saying, oh, your memories are not absolutely spot on. However, this is rather interesting because what has actually happened is, and I think I might put on rearrange it, what has in fact happened at the end of the day is someone has come in, seen a diagram, misinterpreted it, and then it's become teaching law. And normally that is no problem. Normally that wouldn't happen. Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. What does one say? Normally that it wouldn't happen. You can see there's a copper. It's hard to say. There's police rescue. Oops, behind coming up, and it's sort of like police rescue. It's not like the normal police. They're sort of So it sounds like there is a car wanting to turn right into our lane previously, and because they're police rescue, that's just, you know, if Mother Teresa or some saint was in a car, and you were a pope, you'd pull over for them. Okay, yeah, so the bizarre thing is, it's police rescue, they're going quickly past me. Bizarre thing is that I've got all this struggle thing, but I'm the one person, it's true, I'm the one person who has not sucked the bullshit in terms of that, let's put it thing that what's been taught is bullshit. It's complete and utter eye-wateringly awful crap. And at a certain point, you have to, let's have this conversation that's necessary. It's a conversation that we have to have. And perhaps I should say that at the start of the paragraph rather than saying, look, this is a crisis, we've got to go up to it. So, look, what has happened is that there was something legitimate, but essentially you've all been had. It's all been a complete... you've been had. It's a hoax. Yeah, basically... If you didn't know the history of people seriously teaching and how serious they took it, it would be a hoax. And perhaps I should say that it would be much easier to read, and people could actually see it. And it's not that you want to say it; it's just that. Yeah, I think the way to say that if you didn't know, and the reason is that with a stroke, your brain is continuously. It's not. I think probably a bit of an exaggeration here. I think everyone's brain is continuously playing hoaxes on them. It's just that now it's. I'm sort of playing a game against it, you know, That's bizarre, isn't it? The fact that you think that you are actually fighting against your own self. It's not a Moriarty or whatever it is. It's not a paranoid thing. It's just, oh my goodness. Oh, he's made another Mr. Magoo. He's made another mistake. What will he do next? Top it up. It's sort of like, you know, how you've always got the sidekick of the together wife or person who's got together and is just watching this person just stumble through. It's all over, so that's fused into one person. And the plot is fairly straightforward until you find it out. And the actual story is that if you didn't know the detail and saw it, first off, you would have to say, we've been pranked. We're the victim of a hoax, unwitting victim of a hoax, and it's sort of like the king with no clothes, that type of stuff. It's where there's actually a lack of a gross lack of accountability, and this is just a sign of the times. Okay, so that's the end of that. I don't know how long that podcast came along, but this is just a couple of minutes going out. And blood oath, that's Australian blood oath. It's 20 minutes of crapping around, going to different places. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll go in and see. You never get out of trouble. It's just what happens is you get the chance to turn the knob on the trouble switch, the trouble dial, and so you just get another form of trouble coming up. But hopefully, I've done those little tasks and got it forward. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.